Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Christians ought not be afraid to die. Amen. Did you hear me? We got no business with phobias of this and that. To have phobias, we have to be disobedient to the Scripture. And we have to disobey God. It displeases Him for you to have more confidence in your enemy to hurt you than you do in your God to keep you. Right? You should not be afraid of dying in a car wreck, or dying by somebody shooting you, or dying by eating something bad, or dying in a plane crash, or dying from a disease. Everybody say, I'm not afraid.
I'm not afraid.
If you're born again, I mean, if everything went wrong, I mean, worst case scenario, you fell dead out of your chair today. What happens then? You step out of your body, you go, wow, that's over. And you realize you feel better and freer than you have ever felt in your life. No aches, no pains, no stiffness, no anything. You look around, there's a big angel there, and he's smiling. He goes, hi. You go, hi. He said, I'm going to escort you to glory. You want to go the scenic route? We can swing by the Milky Way. There's some neat stuff to see over there. You go, yeah, show me everything. I want to see everything. That's death for the Christian. You go to see your mansion that the Lord has built for you. Go see all your relatives that are already there. And you see Jesus. See the Father. Go to the throne of the Most High. Whew. Why should you be afraid of that? I said, why should you be afraid of that? Now, people who don't know God, they've got something to be afraid of when they die. Did you hear me? People who are not saved, they have a lot to be afraid of. Hell is real and it's awful. But for the Christian, say it out loud, I am not afraid to die. I am not afraid of dying. Amen. Well, it'll make you free. You'll get out of your house. Actually take an airplane and go somewhere. Go to a busy city and drive. Yeah. I'm too afraid to. Why? What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? Well, I might have a wreck and get killed. You're in bondage. Did you hear me? That's another message too. Keep reading. Verse 16, the Spirit itself, or as most of your modern translations say, which is a better translation, the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Does the Spirit of God let you know when you're born again that you are now a child of God? Now, this is not through audible voices. This is not through physical sensation and feeling. But does He let you know? How do you know? Through the witness. Now, we've been talking about this for some time. The witness. And we looked up the words and talked to you about it in previous services. About how this word literally means co-witness. Co-witness, or a witnessing with. Your spirit can have a witness about something, but there's somebody else inside you. Besides you. The Holy Spirit. And you get something in your heart, and then the Holy Spirit joins in with you and confirms your witness. So it's something stronger than just you. Amen. The witness of the Spirit. Friend, you cannot be too interested in this subject I'm talking about right now, the witness of the Spirit. If you learn, someone says, well, I'm not clear on this. Well, don't get in fear that you're not going to get it. Be in faith that you are going to get it. But just be willing to stay with it long enough. Keep pursuing this. Keep thinking about it. Keep talking about it. Keep meditating on it. Keep reading these scriptures and confessing over yourself. And you won't learn about all about this in a week or two or a month or two. But if you'll just stay after it, this will get clearer and clearer to you until you'll learn how to be led by the Spirit in even small things. And every day, oh, I thank God for what little I've learned about being led by the Spirit. I wouldn't go back to the old ways of depending on my understanding and everybody else's opinion or dumb things like flipping coins. God didn't leave us to such hit and miss methods of making the important decisions of our life. He said, I'm not going to leave you orphans. I'm not going to leave you helpless. He's given us a great helper. The helper. Oh, he's full of wisdom. He's full of knowledge and understanding. He knows the future. Amen. He knows which way you ought not to go. And he knows the way you ought to go. And you can hear him and you can be led. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Say it out loud. I am his sheep.
I am his sheep.
I know his voice.
I will live.
The Spirit-led life.
I will learn
and grow in being led of him until I know his direction in all the affairs of life. Amen. Release faith. Expect that to happen and come to pass in your life. Now, and again, don't give up after a day or two or a week or two. You got to stay with this. This is a lifelong commitment, right? But you can be so improved in 6 months or a year until it's a different life.
Amen.
A lot of you already improved greatly just in 2 or 3 months. Amen. Well, in talking about the witness of the Spirit, I want to delve into a little more detail about identifying this witness, because I know there's confusion in this area. What is the witness? How do I discern and know the witness? Go back with me to Proverbs, please. The 3rd chapter. You guys listen so good, and I talk so much, that I could just go on and on. You know that. You don't have any doubts about that. But there is so much to learn about these areas. You planning on coming back some more? Because I can't say it all today. If I try to, I'll keep you too long, and we still won't cover it all. Proverbs 3, are you there?
Yes.
How is the Holy Spirit going to lead us? He bears witness with our spirit. Not our intellect, not our emotions, not our physical feelings, but with what? Our spirit. Being head-led is not being spirit-led.
Amen.
Being reasoning-led, logic-led, intellect-led is not being spirit-led.
Amen.
Being feeling-led. Somebody said, well, man, I had a hot flash, or I had a cold flash, or I had goosebumps. That must be the Lord. Don't be led by feelings. And now get this. Don't be led by voices. The Bible said there are many voices in the world. None of them without signification. That means they're all saying something. But they're not all God, and they're not all right. Technically speaking, the witness is not a voice. You could use the word voice in some sense, but to me, it seems to me like it muddies the waters a bit. God could speak to you in what would seem to you an audible voice. It has happened. It does happen. But that's not the norm, and that's not the everyday. We'll talk about those things eventually. But those are the more spectacular leadings. I'm telling you how you can be led of God every day.
Amen.
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 Without anything special, but you can know the leading of the Lord. You might have a vision. You might see something. You might see the Lord. You might see an angel. But that's not the norm. That's not every day. In fact, if you put all the accounts of people hearing the audible voice of God, of people seeing visions, all of them in the book of Acts, if you put them together, you'd have to add to the scripture to say that most of these individuals, even apostles, had this kind of thing happen in their life more than 2 or 3 times. Now, I know it seems like more than that because you have all these individuals together over a period of decades. But see what I'm talking about? Take one individual. And over the course of their ministry, how many times did they have a vision? How many times did they hear the audible voice of God? You'd be hard-pressed to say two or three times or more in one individual's life. I didn't say it didn't happen more than that, but that's all that's recorded. And the reason I say this is because there are people who claim to be hearing the audible voice of God every day or every other day. Watch them. Did you hear me? People claim to be having visions, seeing angels, seeing the Lord every other day, once a week. I question that. Did you hear me? Watch that. These things do happen. They don't happen every day. They don't happen for everybody. And you don't want to push and press, and I want to see a vision. I want to hear a voice. You press hard enough, the enemy might accommodate you. You might hear a voice, and it not be God. See, there are things that are spiritual. They are spiritual, and they are real, and they are not God. Just because it's spiritual doesn't make it God. Someone said, it was real. I know what experience I had. I've talked to people. I had a guy talk to me some years ago. He said, well, I saw being in white. I saw him just as clear as I'm seeing you. And he told me this. I said, it can't be God. He said, what do you say that? I said, the Bible, the scripture. I quoted scripture to him that completely contradicted what he told me. He said, yeah, but I saw him. I said, sir, I am not debating that you saw. I believe you. You seem convinced to me. I believe you saw something. I believe you heard something. But how do you know it's God? How do you know it's God? Well, didn't the scripture say that the enemy transforms himself?
Yeah.
That's right.
And his representatives as angels of light? I mean, that's his number one technique is deception.
Yeah.
Right?
Right?
He is the preeminent actor.
Yeah.
Thank God, though, when you know the book.
Amen.
When you know the written word, the more sure word of God. And you measure everything. You measure every sermon that you hear preached. Every book that you read. This is a very, very pertinent word to many people in this place this morning. Hear these words now. I don't care who it is. I don't care what preacher it is. I don't care what book it is. You measure it, number one, by this book. Number two, by the witness you have inside of you. If it's the Holy Ghost coming through me, it's the same Holy Ghost that's in you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Identifying the Witness, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1123. That's R1123, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.